Kaiba's got the stats and he's the leader of the team. Mark's magic multi keeps the punters keen. Trainer's crunching numbers and he's saving his trades. Guzzy says he's calm but he's got people to spray. And there's Dan, he'll join in whenever he can. That's why we all call him the world's busiest man. We're playing for Sheep Station, P4SF. We're playing for Sheep Station, P4SF.
Round of upsets on the field, dodgy posts about the man of the round, Dylan Lucas, and Turbo outscoring Teddy at a 400k discount. What a week it was. I'm joined tonight ahead of the mini by round 13 by Matt Guardsy and Mark. No, Dan. Dan's been the world's busiest man. I had him down. I thought he might join us this week. He missed last week. But we'll go straight in. Matt, coach of Alfie's Army, how was the by round for you? Did you end up playing with 12?
Yeah, played with 12 and went okay. Ended up with triple eights, 888 on the dot. Went backwards 1300 spots, but yeah, with only 12 blokes, I wasn't too unhappy with that.
You're pretty well set up for the next lot of buy rounds, aren't you, though?
Yep, everything else is golden at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's going to allow you to hopefully save some trades.
That's the plan. So yeah, one this week and then throw the phone in the safe for a couple of weeks, hopefully, unless there's any massive injuries, and we'll just play it week by week.
If you hadn't sold Cant last week, would you have missed out on Keon this week in one trade?
Yep.
So you're happy with that, with the way
Yep.
that worked out? He's 41, you think he's more important with the trade. It's exactly how we
Yep.
thought it'd
Yep.
play out.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, good decision. Yeah, as I said, only played with 12 last week, but at the end of the day, it's still a good decision, in my opinion.
So you would have got a 920.
Yeah, that's right. And yeah, 40 points, whatever.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, and it's worked out exactly how you thought. So kudos to you for the planning. Guardsy, coach of Oh My Guards, did the pods go off this week? Did you buy Lehigh Hopewadi?
I did.
Okay.
Did.
So he was one of your pods, wasn't he?
He was a member of the pod squad.
Squad, yeah.
And it's paid off dividends this week because now he's playing fullback as well.
Exactly, and I talk about that a little bit later on. He's probably a nice little partnership with Turbo. Because if Turbo's there, you get the great service down the left-hand side. Bloody close to three tries. Would have been a big daddy score, and Turbo would have gone over 100 as well if only his forearms were a bit shorter or something happened or the ground was a bit higher. I don't know. So not a bad little pairing there because you can just have Turbo sitting there when he's got a cork or a, I don't know, whatever he's got. He can find an injury, but 1 week apparently. So not doom and gloom for the guys that went Turbo either, but yeah, really good for the guys that are sitting with Lehigh Hopewadi. What'd you score?
Pretty shit. 839. I had 13. My unfortunately, I captained Garrick though, which was shit.
That
And
right edge just didn't do anything, did they?
they were terrible. I brought in Olaquah too. He did nothing.
Yeah.
And I don't own Lucas, so that hurt.
Oh, stinger. You would have been the only
Welcome,
bloke.
welcome to my Pappenhausen world.
You would have been the only bloke cheering when he did the big swan
Oh,
dive trying to get the one in the corner.
I was absolutely chuffed with that. What an absolute fuck.
Very good. Mark, coach of the King is Dead. Green arrows this week, mate.
Yeah, they were. 937 points. That's a strange phenomenon for me the last month or so, green arrows. So into the coveted top 30,000. So
How good?
the lofty heights.
Yeah, look, I feel like a late season charge is coming. I look at my team and I think I'm really well set up. And then my pod squad guys from a couple of weeks ago, and I did bring him in, Connor Tracy. I might as well have played with 12. Seriously, the bloke was a has been a dud. I've heard the song has been produced by another one of the podcasting crew, Connor Tracy. He scored 44 in 3 weeks because he doesn't play this week. So since you brought him in, bit of a kick in the dick, I suppose. But anyway, you win some, you lose some. He's definitely flying out of my team this week. I can't even stand to see his name on the team. So nothing surer than 100 against Parramatta when he comes back. Just got about 150 break even. But the Munster Hunt scored 889. I saw a couple of upgrades, not many. I'm still 32,000th or something. The Galvin News and moving deck chairs at the Dogs means I'm probably going to trade a lot of. Well, I've only got two Dogs assets and I can't stand either of them. One looks like a steering wheel cover and the other one's running backwards, so they're both going. Anyway, we'll move on. Lucas Myasi, coached by Taylor, top scored this week with 1,024. Not a bad score considering I didn't break 1,000 the week before with 17, and Taylor has done it with 13. So it shows how good my week was the week before. Anything over 1,000, I think, was a pretty decent score. I've seen some pretty good scores, like 1,200s, and they weren't burner teams, like they weren't teams that have just come in, but good
Must
luck.
have Captain Lucas or Sharp.
Yeah, and I think they also had like 15 or 16 players, so there was some decent 60s and 70s, and you captain one of the vice captain or captain one of those two Knights fellas, and you're laughing. Lebong James by Adam still leading. He dropped a couple of spots. He didn't have as good a week as he had been having. He's still in the top 1,000, 819th overall after the first bye week. So we move on. The mini bye. I'm actually seeing a lot of people struggling with the mini bye a little bit more than the major bye. So I don't mind that. I think this could be a pretty solid moving week as well, particularly if a few of the Origin guys don't back up. Teamlist Tuesday lists them all to back up, I think. Is there anyone that isn't listed to back up? I can't think. We might be able to talk about that. Suspensions and players changing clubs means that a few people haven't been bought. If you're a Lachlan Galvin owner, he's just sitting in the wilderness this week with his new team, the Bulldogs, on the bye and no one announcing anything really. Phil Gould playing ducks and drakes and denying more things that he said on national television than anyone I've ever seen before. Maybe Donald Trump's the only other person that's claimed he hasn't done these things, but there's actual video evidence of it. So, anyway, seven games this weekend with the Sharks, Dolphins, and Dogs on the bye. How have the teams dropped, Mark? Are we in a bit of Barney rubble, or are we okay?
Well, as they're named, I think we're okay. As you said, I think all Origin available players have been named to back up across the round. Whether that happens or not
Yeah, we'll wait.
remains to be seen.
I've got my doubts over KP backing up 2 days later. I know Val Holmes. Well, Val Holmes did last year, and he always goes off 2 days after.
He's only playing on the wing in Origin anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, the round kicks off at Pogra on Friday night. The Dragons up against the Knights. It's a game that I don't think all of the Shepherds are at that game. Some of us are at that game, but
Yeah, me, you, and Dan.
bit of a catch up at the footy this week for the boys. So looking forward to it. Christian Tuipulotu has been named to make his return on the wing. Toby Couchman on the bench, returning from his shoulder injury. So he's, well, you probably can't. If you held him, you can't play him with any sort of confidence, I don't
Not
think,
off
can
the
you?
bench. Do you see someone like Luciano Leilua now with a bit of certainty? Is he going to play 80 minutes? The bench they've named probably indicates that he might. I can't see anyone else going into that back row. He's pretty cheap. Is he a guy that we just sit and have a look at? Oh, Gartsy's the little smirk. There might be a bit of something something going on later.
He might be a member of a certain squad.
I won't talk too much more.
Well, maybe that might get him interested in the footy because
Yeah.
holy, the last month or so, he's looked like he wanted to be anywhere else, I
Yeah.
reckon.
I also hope KP doesn't back up. Is anyone else? Are we all sharp owners and just want to see another week at fullback?
Correct.
Yep.
That was unbelievable. 17 tackle busts last week. Phenomenal.
He was just taking scoots out of dummy half and just going straight through.
It was the best. Four line breaks, one try, had one held up. Thomas Jenkins, the dirty bastard, held him up over the line. That could have been anything.
I would have liked Thomas to have scored in the corner there too, just quietly. No, I've written very much the same thing that Ponga named to back up, but hopefully he doesn't.
Yeah.
Elliot is out long term, ruptured bicep, hurt on the
Biceps. You've got to pluralize everything with the
why?
bicep. That's what they call it. Biceps injury.
Okay. Anyway,
Don't make us look foolish.
apparently went in for went in. When we get to the next game, right? Went in for surgery today, apparently, and they say it's a 3 to 4 month injury. Matt Croker named at lock. Leo Thompson returns from the runs last week. Had a bad case of the squirts and couldn't play. Brody Jones drops out to the bench.
Very interesting.
He
Andy
didn't, was
Jones,
it?
no.
No. Okay, so the second game is the Titans v the Storms,
Storms,
if
yeah.
we're pluralising
We
everything.
pluralize everything.
Saturday, 3 p.m., Cbus Stadium there on the Gold Coast. Desi's might be playing a bit of funny buggers here this week. Brimson started at fullback, I think, last
Yeah,
week,
but
didn't
he
he?
didn't name him at fullback. He
No.
named the exact same
So
team.
he's named the same team, De Groot at one, Brimson at six, Forward on the bench. But whether they start that way, well, who knows?
Any word on when Fifita's back? Is he
I
back?
read somewhere he's aiming for round 14.
Okay.
Well, that's that next week.
Next week. Because I think he's going to be someone with four and back. If he can find a bit of form and he can get back into that team, surely he's someone that we're looking at from a Supercoach point of view later on in the season. No one will have trades left to bring him in. If you can save a couple of trades, he might be a bit of a gun.
Maybe. This is another game where all of the Origin players are named to back up, but it probably wouldn't surprise if a couple of the Melbourne players, like Harry Grant, who's just come back from a hamstring injury, gets a rest or plays significantly reduced minutes.
Bronson Garlick's on the bench, I think, isn't
Yeah,
he?
he is at worst. Nice day game on the Gold Coast. I'll be playing Pappy Roulette again.
I've got some stats around this one that might make your bum cheeks tighten, Mark, especially the hole in the middle of them.
Yeah.
They've had 4 day games so far. Round one, 56-10 against Para. Round four, a loss, 14-8 loss against the Dragons. Round five, I didn't write down who that was
That
against.
day game against the Dragons, wasn't that
We might have
pizza
been
nil?
wet, yeah. Round five, 48-24. I think that might have been against Manly. And then,
The Tigers game.
yeah, no, there's another one in there.
Oh,
Round
another one.
six, 42-14. And then 4-0, round 10. Pappy scores minus the wet one. 131, 68, 136, 182. So he's gone over 100, three out of four
Yeah,
games.
he's a 50-50 chance to hit his 152 break even then,
Yeah,
don't be telling me.
absolutely. They've only got 3 day games left, so you've only got to play roulette, I believe, three more times for his big tons. But three out of four ain't bad. I'd be worried if I was a non-Pappy owner this week against the Titans. How do you feel about that, Guardian trainer?
Yeah, I'm glad I own him.
Big scoring coming.
Yeah, I'm glad we're on the same
Injury
page.
incoming, hopefully.
No way.
That's what I'm about. Next game, Saturday 5:30, the Cowboys and the Tigers. They're in North Queensland. Galvin, unsurprisingly, not named for the Tigers. Heath Mason, named in the number six jersey. He's filled in for Buller at fullback a few times, but I think I watched a New South Wales Cup game and he played in the halves a couple of weeks ago, but. Which Finau brother is the one that they got? He's
Latu.
apparently a week or two away from
Latu
returning with
Finau. Is that who you said, Gardy? Yeah.
his hamstring injury. So Mason will be a stopgap measure there, you imagine. Purdue named in the halves again. Didn't fare too well in his first foray in the halves a couple of weeks ago before their bye. But they do have a really good run. I think
Yeah.
they don't have they play every game up until around 27 now. So,
If I owned him, I'd be keeping him this week.
Oh, that's the question I'm about to ask. Do we hold Purdue named at six again? The second part of that question is, does it impact Scott Drinkwater?
Don't think so.
It did the first week.
Yeah, I don't think it
Big
will.
time. He scored about 20. No, downgraded to 14 or something.
14, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I hope not.
Me too.
What have we got? Here we go. This is match of the round here. All the Shepherds will be at this one. Manly up against the Broncos, 7:30 Saturday night at Brookvale Oval.
I might take some audio of the boys spraying so that we can have that as the chin list next week. Guardsy just feeding whoever it is out there while we're in the crowd.
Well, it's
I'm so
interesting.
upset I can't yell at Turbo. I'm so upset.
There might be a positional switch that Madge has made just to avoid the
Yeah.
Aiden Gardner effect, I think. So, Turbo, he's out. Hawk. Stephen Crichton's going to play on one leg with a cork tomorrow night, and Turbo missing out.
Twice named.
Yeah. Lehigh Hopewade at fullback, as we said, and Tommy Talau onto the wing. DCE named to back up. Oshae Ole comes back from injury, replacing Takiaho. He seems to be in for a game, out for a game, Takiaho. Anyway, for the Broncos, Haas and Carrigan named to back up. Fletcher Baker, unlucky to drop out of the 17 there, replaced on the bench by Ben Takura.
You finally found your man.
Unbelievable.
But I think Madge's pulled a bit of a Swifty here. He was worried about the Aiden Gardner effect. I believe we're sitting behind the posts, and he was a bit worried about Selwyn being isolated there at fullback and Aiden Gardner just unloading on him. So he's moved Jesse Arthurs
I
to
think Guardsy's
fullback.
asked for a transfer of seats to the wing so that he can still just give it to Selwyn.
Arthurs to fullback, Cobbo to the wing.
Yeah, on a serious note, what do you think of that? Is
I
that a
like it.
strange move, or is that?
Oh, he did it at the end of the game against the Dragons, was it? Yeah. Selwyn looks absolutely busted after about 10 minutes at fullback. I'm surprised he lasted 60.
Selwyn looks like he's carrying a bit of condition, but he still, I think Selwyn still looks pretty good at fullback. I don't mind him.
What do you mean? The only thing he looks good at is frigging running out of the backfield. That is
Yeah.
literally it. He catches the ball, he has one return, and then you don't see him for the rest of the frigging.
That's what I like. You need
You're
that.
an idiot.
Oh, this is a fun game, isn't it?
it's Manly's week to be on.
Yeah, it is. You're
It's
right.
Maybe
also
it's our week to be on.
Everyone's
We've been off for a fucking while.
Big
Manly
Ben.
do it. Manly go on one week off the next week, on one week off the next week, and they were off against the Eels, so.
Surely Big Ben's a favourite to score a try. I reckon we
Yeah,
all just put
I
money
might
on
play
him.
him this week in the 17.
I reckon we all just put money on him to
Oh,
score
what about
a
to
try.
change the multi?
Big
Definitely.
Ben.
Yes. What have we got then? We move on to Sunday's games. Kicking off with South and the Warriors, 2 p.m. at Accor Stadium. Latrell back at fullback. Paloa Matangi named in the middle again. It's an interesting bench, though. LeBlanc drops off and Kepi comes on. So there's three middles and Jai Gray on that bench. But surely Wayne has seen the light the way Paloa Matangi's gone the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, if you're
He
playing him,
plays big minutes.
you'd have to play
Matangi
him.
sort of goes into that
Yeah.
back row.
You'd have to play him pretty reasonable minutes, I imagine.
Yeah. For the Warriors, Fisher Harris returns from suspension, Barnett from Origin. Rocco Berry in the centres, that pushes Katewell back into the back row. Halasima and Jackson Ford drop to the bench.
Halasima has been very well purchased in the last few weeks. I've noticed his ownership going up, so it's a bit of a bit of a worry for those people that have spent 450 plus on him to now sit on the bench. What he did in the start of the year, and he got 20s and 30s. So I'd be a bit concerned, and I'd be making an exit plan there, I think.
Yeah, the next game is Penrith up against the resurgent Parramatta Eels. Resurgent, one win in a row.
Who?
Oh, two in a row. Yeah, two in a row. Jesus.
First time since
Ooh.
1986, I
That
think.
4:05 at the Panthers' fortress of CommBank Stadium. All the Penrith Origin players named to back up, including Brian To'o. With To'o backing up, Ivan has decided that he's going to retain Tom Jenkins and Casey McLean in the team. And the member of the pod squad that I've been on for the last few weeks, Aiden Gardner, Paul Alamotti, has been dropped.
Did you own him as well, Guardsy, or you just put him out there and threw the bait out for market
I just threw him out there. I never brought him in. I
buy?
saved it for Lehigh.
How good. Can you believe that he has dropped Alamotti and kept Casey McLean? Casey McLean has butchered more tries than I've had hot dinners. Fair dinkum. That bloke must have been a big kid because he's never learned how to pass. Like, he just dead set gets the ball and cuts back inside and runs every single time. Doesn't matter. The winger could, he could have a three-man overlap on the outside and he's, nah, I'm running this one. Unbelievable.
Yeah, for Parramatta, Moses and Lomax are named. Penisini misses out after he got concussed in the first minute last week. That sees Sam Rani retain his spot in the centres and Joash Papali'i on the bench.
Just another poor buy in Sam Rani for people a few weeks ago who's been kissed on the dick and keeps getting a decent go, scores tries. Like every other year, you buy a bloke like that and he just stinks it up, comes off the bench, scores 15, you get punished. It feels like he can do stupid things this year and get away with it. And then you do something that's a little bit educated. Someone looks like they're on the rise, a bit like Paul Alamotti or someone after 100, and then he comes back
Connor
at
Tracy.
Conor Tracy, and they just stink. Like it's a bullshit run of luck, really, for people who are doing those moves, but it just keeps working for them. And I think we've seen that over the last couple of years. Trainer, you've been a person that's pretty big on that over the last few years, where you play Supercoach properly and you get dudded and you're being an absolute fool and you get rewarded. So there's my rant before the
Jermaine
gym.
Asako, anybody? What was that idiot? The hammer. Remember at the start of 2 years ago, whatever it was? Fuck me.
Yeah, it's been going on since Dylan Napa, hasn't it?
Yeah, Dylan Napa was really the beginning of all this bullshit, wasn't it?
Dear. Round 13 finishes up with the Roosters playing the Raiders Sunday 6:15 at Allianz Stadium. Like the rest of the teams, the Roosters origin contingent all named to back up. They're pretty long back up, so 6 o'clock on a Sunday. So you'd expect if they're uninjured that they would all play. That pushes Fekitti and Egan Butcher to the bench. Dom Young out of the 17. Nwanga Nitawase back to the wing. For the Raiders, Hudson Young is named. Sasangi back to the bench. Tom Starling suspended. So Owen Paddy gets his first shot at starting in the number nine. And Danny Levi comes onto the
Do you think
bench.
he starts Paddy, or do you think he starts Levi? What do
I
you
reckon
think?
he might start Levi. Give
Yeah,
him.
see.
I don't know.
I don't know. But anyway, I did read something pretty cool. Someone was talking about Jamal Fogarty expect to bomb the shit out of Marky Mark. Then I kind of was reading something around county cricket for some reason last night, and they call a bloke the vet because he's put down more catches. And I thought that'd be a decent nickname for a bloke whose name's hard to say. We call Marky Mark the vet from now on because, geez, he puts some bombs down, doesn't he?
You gotta be careful. You can't call him the Bondi vet.
It's probably,
Get in trouble and
yeah.
get copyrighted.
But I did like that. They call this bloke in the slips the vet in county cricket because he puts more down than he. Anyway, classic. Teamless Tuesday, boys. We're going to move straight on to Guardsy's chin list. Guzzy, you're awake. You're fired up. You're ready to go.
I haven't got much, but
Okay. Only
it's
five games.
I'm just gonna remember Todd Smith's on the list, and it's for that absolute cracker of a shot. My man Donoghue, he's my new favorite player. The hit he put on Sexton, that was outstanding, and he got penalised for it. That was absolutely perfect.
And I think he was trying to get out of it, really, wasn't he? When like the bunker said, "No, it's not a 10 in the bin." He's like, "Oh fuck, I've made a mistake here."
Like he literally whacked in perfect timing. Couldn't have been timed better. If it was any earlier, he wouldn't have kicked the ball. What a shot, though.
But how good's Donoghue's performance as well? No spread across his face in the first 5 minutes, and he just goes and gets it reappointed and comes out as a blinder.
And the commentator said he was ruled out, and the next you know he's on the sideline with a new snoz, and he's like, "I'm ready."
Reckon he'll snore for a few weeks.
Next one on the list. He's just the standard on the list every week now. Reid Marnie's on the list, just to fuck with as usual. He thought he was tough because Donoghue whacked Sexton and ripped him off and then did nothing as usual. But fuck him. And the Dogs fans are on the list, just all of them. Because how much did they fucking boo that whole game? Everything that happened, all you could hear was Dogs fans booing. There wasn't many of them there, but the ones that were there were booing and just fuckwits as well.
Real
And
shame if a bit of internal unrest happened with the Lachlan Galvin signing, wouldn't it? You know, the tight knit. We're a family. We're shopping you, and we're shopping you because we can't afford them now.
then see you later, sexy. You're off, mate.
You'll find a club.
Speaking of the Dogs, next one on the list is Gus for his absolute dribble. You mentioned it earlier, David. He was just dribbling that. What's his name? Is it Chamis or whatever?
Michael Chamis.
Was absolutely grilling him, and then Gus is like, "I didn't say it. I didn't say anything. I've never met him." Fuck off, Gus. You're a fucking liar.
When in one of his podcasts earlier, he said he's met him and he's a wonderful young man.
Then, like 2 weeks ago, he goes, "We are not interested in Galvin. We've never been interested. Oh, hold on a minute. We're going to sign him now." Like, what the fuck do you mean?
I love that Gus pulls out the "Watch what you're saying, son." Like,
Even Gallen ripped into him too. It was outstanding. He got absolutely ripped. Fuck you, Gus, you liar. Next on the list is Belinda. I can't say what I wrote down, but shit calls as usual, we'll go with. It was a standard Belinda effort
she
overall.
refereed the Knights Panthers game, didn't she?
I think so. Yeah, because no one else wanted to go to Tamworth, so she got
That
stuck
was
there. Yeah, whatever, same place. Close enough. Anyway, no one else wanted to go, so they've just thrown Belinda in there, and she's just ripped in an absolute shit performance as usual. But good on her. Consistency, at least. Adam G's on the list, too. I actually can't say what I wrote for him. We'll just call him a shit vagina. He had a stinker as well. What game was he? I don't
He
even
was the
remember.
Canberra game, wasn't he?
Oh.
Yeah, the Warriors and the Runners.
He had an absolute stinker.
I think someone might have tapped Adam at half time and said, "Mate,
He
I think
had.
we bet on the Warriors because they then came out the second half for a while and just
I
like."
actually thought Tarponet was going to punch him at one stage.
I think there was something like 17 penalties and 14 set restarts.
When Tarponet was talking to him on the line there, I thought he's a chance here of just getting a headbutt or a punch. It would have
One
been great.
If you add 31 infringements that he found, so that's 1 and 2.5 minutes.
And then my man Big Red got sin bin, even though the Warriors on their line were giving away penalties left, right, and centre. Unbelievable. And then he came out after halftime and decided he hated the Warriors. Like, give him
They
it.
must
Hell.
have pulled his Gatorade or something.
And yeah, that's it, boys, because there was no Broncos to yell at.
I bet that
How
was
nice was
good.
it?
Was that a good weekend?
It was nice. It was nice. It was nice to not have to watch the Broncos just stink it up for once.
I'm confident they'll go well. I'm confident they'll go well for you this week. You're making the trip from Mudgee to watch them, so all the way to the Northern Beaches. Jamie says, "G'day, Shepherds. Belinda Sharp, 3 points. Sent a try to the bunker for a double movement when momentum didn't stop, nor did Lucas's ball carrying hand touch the ground. Even though she was only 3 meters from the ball, like she dead set had the best view for that try." And,
I thought it was a double movement.
dodgy penalty to McCarthy holding down, penalised Lucas for a headbutt on Leota when he barely touched his cheek. It was never going to be an overturned challenge, but fair dinkum, if we start to penalise every time a player puts his head on the chest or near, like up there like that, we're going to be buying more penalties than Adam G. Seriously. Gave a penalty for Penrith's markers being too deep. There's a first for the year. Did you see that one?
No,
She
I
blew a penalty because the Penrith first marker was about 2 metres back. Seriously, if we're going to blow penalties for that every time as well, the game will never get started. That was, yeah, Jamie says, that's a new one for me. I don't think I've seen a penalty blown for that since about 1985. Then blew the P for Alamotti pulling Sharp's mullet, even though he only touched his shirt. She had a dead set stinker. I agree with you, Gardsy. She's just out of her depth. Adam G, 2 points. Penalised Joey Taps for crusher when no pressure was put on the head or neck. Chris pushes a player over after the tackle is complete and only cops a penalty, but sends Charns off for not rolling off a tackle. Strange catches a ball from an offside position and lets it go. The bloody touchy waved it too, or watched it too. Gave Tarponet a penalty for a shoulder charge when he lost his footing. Where could he go? That sounds like Matt Traynor. Where do you want him to be? And he gave 1 point to Casey Badger when Tarponi did lead with his shoulder. The bunker ruled it okay. Told G to send Starling off for a high tackle when he hit Charns around the shoulders. Or poor old Starling was on a step ladder. He's got a week for that as well.
What
Which
I
is.
loved how she called it moderate force. It was the softest force I've ever seen.
Yeah,
Any
don't think it wouldn't have knocked the skin off a custard, would it? And like he dead set. He was off the ground, and I think that's where the problem for him arose. But Jesus Christ, it wasn't a hard hit. Your man Ronaldo, what about that hit on Marky Marky's?
Great
Very,
hit.
very
Great hit.
reminiscent of the Origin last year, wasn't it?
Well, I liked that he kept his feet. He barely got his chin. There was nothing wrong with that. Good tackle.
And then he says, "Is anyone looking at RTS? His buy coverage isn't the best, but his run home looks pretty good." I can't trust his hamstrings, I don't
That's what
think.
I was gonna say. I don't trust these semis.
I think there's other blokes that I'd probably prefer to get in that space. There was a question from Aldi this week that I couldn't fit into the set of six, and he said, "How many guns do we want to have still in our team at the end of the Origin period?" I think he started to have a look. He said he's going to have, he thinks he'll have 16 to 17 left in his team at the end of Origin. I haven't given you a chance to count your players up or anything like that. But you need to keep majority of them because trades are starting to get low, and I don't think you can just start flipping people around. So I kind of mentioned back to Aldi that have a look at what your final side needs to look like. What's everyone thinking about that? Like, thinking to have 21 or 22 gun players and the rest nuffed out? Is
No,
that
probably two or three nuffs I like to have. No more than that. Because,
because you always run out of trades?
yeah, but also because the last couple of rounds, like especially the last round, when teams have already got a final spot locked up and then they play seven blokes you've never heard of and you've got no team.
So you just what you're saying is, I'm reading between the lines, you just need to have blokes that aren't in the top eight teams. The guns out of the bottom eight to bottom nines.
Load up on Penrith.
Might not be a bad strategy towards the end of the year. They'll probably come home with a red hot finish. I think the fact that from about sixth place through to about 16th place, I think will be pretty tight. I think there'll be a team that splits at the bottom. I'm not sure who it is yet. Maybe 15th or 14th. But I think there's going to be eight teams who are all vying for those last couple of positions in the eight. So I think we're not going to see the mass restings that we've seen in the past.
Who has the bye round 27 as well?
Cowboys.
Cowboys. Yeah, so drinkies shit then.
Yeah, so you need to keep a trade for that.
Nah. Nah, it's all right.
And you can trade to anyone you like. Yeah, just not a bad little question from Aldi around thinking a bit further down the track. With how we look at that sort of thing. Set of six time, boys. Will the Galvin to the Dogs signing, so this is tackle one, will the Galvin to the Dogs signing have any implications from a Supercoach point of view? There's been some chat around who's going to fill what positions and who the odd man out's going to be. Mark heard some chat today that it was going to be Burton at fullback and they were going to put, so Connor Tracey would miss out.
Yeah, Tracy would miss out. But then you hear that Crichton's going to go to fullback, Burton's going to the centres.
I
But if
feel
they punt Sexton, why are they going to persist with him this year? If they don't think he's up to it,
like
then
Crichton at fullback's a waste though, because he's so good defensively as well.
yeah, I don't know. What do you think, trainer? How do you think it'll play out?
I don't really have any idea, but I just know if Stephen Crichton goes to fullback, then it'll be exciting for Supercoach.
Yeah, what about if Burton goes to fullback? Do you think it'll be as good a pickup?
If he's kicking goals, if one of them goes to fullback and they continue to kick goals, then yeah, it's pretty enticing.
Is there a world where they're shopping Reid Marnie around? Is there a world where he drops out and Haywood goes there? Because I heard next week there's chat that Sexton's going to drop out and Haywood's going to play seven.
Then they were talking on the Big Sports Breakfast this morning on my way to work that Marnie was going to drop out and Haywood was going to play nine.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a.
It's all. I think people are just throwing mud at the wall, and some of it'll stick, and they'll go, "I'm a genius."
Do you think this is a sensible thing from the Dogs to do this when they're coming first?
No.
I think it's a strange time to do this, just to get a guy that's 19 years old and is a good player, but how good's he going to be?
Yeah, but he's very erratic. Like the Dogs play quite a structured system.
Especially his kicking game.
Yeah, and he's just fucking all over the place, so.
Yeah, it's an interesting move. It doesn't seem to fit. It almost is like Gus doesn't want him to go anywhere else.
I'm very surprised he didn't end up at Parramatta, to be honest.
Oh, absolutely. As a fan, I'm probably disappointed because he'd probably do a pretty good job, but maybe I'm not as disappointed. Maybe that's just because I'm self-preservation mode, I don't know, but yeah, I just think it's a strange thing to do from the Dogs for the team coming first. Anyway, we'll move on. Tackle two, this one should be a pretty easy one for us to get. Is Keon a must-have? Where does he sit in the Origin pecking order. He's the most purchased player this week, 45% of the top 10% bringing him in. Is he a must-have? Trainer, I'll ask you first.
Not a must-have, but handy pickup, no doubt about that.
He doesn't
What
get.
was his stats Last game they
Like
played, base
92
94
or
or
something.
something
Yeah,
ridiculous.
1,000 runs, 1,000 tackles, did everything.
Yeah, the bench looked a little bit different last time, but I think he's still going to be a pretty handy acquisition. The next part of the question that I'll ask, he's probably going to get dual position in round 18, front row, second row. Do we keep him in the second row when he gets dual position, or do we try and move him up into the front row so we can get a couple more upside players in the second row?
I think it depends if you've got Tino and Corey Big Red, because then it doesn't really matter. You can just chop and change.
Yeah, and Aaron Clark's another one that fits into
Yeah.
that space as well. So, Guardsy, do you think he's a must-have?
I do. I
Yeah.
like him. He did this, what was it, last year or the year before he did it, where they moved him to the middle and he was just an absolute beast.
Yeah,
Even if he
last
doesn't
year.
play 80, even if he gets 60, he looks like he's going to average 70. Like.
I think it's this week or don't worry because I think he's going to be out of reach by then. Mark, must have.
I'm getting him, so I think. Well, yeah,
He's as must
I
have as
think.
any front rower or thrower can be, I suppose. Like he's not like
I think,
making.
especially if you're in that top echelon of teams currently, because as you said there, what is it, 45% and probably higher by the time we get to game time, we're going to bring him in
Yeah. I
and.
think if he doesn't play Origin 2, it makes him a proper must-have, because then you've got him and, say, Terrell May over Origin just doing their thing. You know,
Yeah,
for like playing.
he's probably a bit like it seems like he's a bit further down the pecking order of, in the Origin standings because he hasn't been named in any of the extended stuff or anything like that either. So I think he might be safe from that Origin pecking order. You'd have to think May would be ahead of him in Origin selections, I would assume.
Maybe before, maybe not after Laurie saw his man bag.
God, wasn't that a thing of beauty? The man bag. What the hell is happening? It wasn't even like a little one. It was this backpack that he was wearing on his front. Holy smokes. Anyway, each to their own. What could you have in that? So, three. Genuine question about Luai. I raved on about him last week. With Galvin going out of the side, we saw last year at the Panthers, granted, a better side than the Tigers will probably ever be. When he was the star of the show and he didn't have a competing person calling for the ball, he went on a huge run. He went from about 400,000 up to about 750 during this Origin time. And when Fainu comes back, does he move back to 5'8"? They're the questions I've got around Luai because he could just be a sneaky little pod after we have a bit of a look at him there. Mark, what do you think about that?
At the moment, I've got Adam Dewey at 5'8". I'd probably happily take Trevor
Over.
over him
Yeah, he's not
at the
been.
minute. He hasn't really done all that much. Whether he moves from 7 or 6, it doesn't really matter that much. I mean, I think part of the reason he moved to the Tigers was he wanted to be big man about town and wear the 7 and do that. So it wouldn't surprise me if he just kept the.
Does he go back to the left side? You think he'll go and play on the left side? Because Galvin is the left side player there.
You think he gets the choice if he wants to, you'd think that's where he'll go, but
Any interest from you, blokes?
no.
No, I don't know what your obsession is with this bloke.
Look,
He
if
did
he comes,
last year. I'm just saying, when he was the star of the show last year, he absolutely went bananas.
if
Yeah,
he comes out and brains it 3 weeks in a row, then I'll think about it.
he's. I hope he
Yeah.
does for my sake.
And the Tigers run like the bad thing about the Tigers is they don't get to play the Tigers. So that immediately takes away one of the shit teams
They've
in the
already
draw.
played the Eels twice. To
Yeah,
be fair, the
like if
Tigers play
I
against
said a quicker
themselves
look at
at
their
point.
draw and it's shit.
I don't their buy schedule's not very good either.
It's mud. If you
Promise,
get
unless
round
he scores
18, that's
100
it.
3 weeks in a row, I'll never mention Jerome Luai again on this pod. Sweet.
So he'll never be mentioned again on this.
Together. Right, tackle four. Hosking has been heavily purchased over the last few weeks. Where does he sit for you as a season-long keeper? Or is he a stepping stone to someone else?
Stepping stone.
Yep, looking like a stepping stone from what I've seen.
When do you get off?
Post buys.
They
They
play
wait.
the they play round 18 bye, don't they?
Pretty sure.
They don't play 15, but they play
Yeah,
18.
they're
And
probably after
then they
18.
have the bye on in round 19. So
So
possibly
probably
round 19. That round 19 looks like a pretty tough round to cover, I think. So
that's probably the go.
you could keep him as like a fifth, sixth, second row forward, like the Raiders draw for the rest of the year is pretty cruisy. He's not seeing heaps of attack, but
I
I don't know
think
if you'd
how long's Nicholson out for as well?
the whole year pretty much.
He's still got another 6 or 7 weeks, I think.
Oh, more than that. He's not back
Is
till
it?
like around 24 or 25 or
Yeah,
something.
right.
What do you think the reason that Nicholson was 80 minutes on the edge? Why is Hosking not 80 minutes on the edge? What's the go there?
Yeah, I'd like to know as well.
What are we missing?
I don't either.
So
And
Sonny
he's not
played 80
even getting
minutes,
that
didn't he?
middle spot now because Starling's getting that middle role. So he's not even getting
Yeah.
that middle role.
Bit of a strange one. I just assumed that he'd come straight in and play 80. And that's probably what's hampering his scores just a little bit, isn't it? Like keeping them a bit lower. If he was an 80-minute edge back rower, gives him. I think he's gone off twice and they've scored on that edge as well, and he's missed the try.
It didn't help last week that he was slipping and sliding all over the place.
It looked like he was playing in joggers, didn't it? Yeah, bit of a shame because I did have him pencil in as a guy that I think I could just plug and play fifth or sixth second row. But if he's going to sit around that 550, just under 600 mark, it's probably too much money to have not to reserve each week. But he could be the guy guards that you say you have as backup. You just have his backup. You don't need to get rid of him. Done some sums. If you're up around 16 million, which a lot of team values are, that's 600,000 a player. So if you've got a couple of nuffs, it really bumps the average up there of how much you can spend on each player. So it probably means the guys you can have in your sits each week can have a bit more of a higher value than previous years gone by. So interesting little take on that one. Tackle five, Fletcher Sharp and Dylan Lucas, third and fourth most traded in players this week. 740,000 each, or something about there. So they're really premium price. At that price, with Lucas's shoulder injury and Fletcher Sharp most likely playing 5'8", can you justify them being the third and fourth most traded in players this week? What do you think there?
I want to know why they didn't own them already. Well,
Yeah, I
Dylan,
feel like people buying them are a bit behind the eight ball.
Guzzy, you
I
said
don't
looking
own
in,
Lucas,
yeah.
and I wouldn't be buying him at that price.
Yeah, so what price would you jump back in on Lucas if you could?
Low sixes.
You're right. You think he's going to be a
Mid-sixes
60 average?
at most mid six. Like I don't know if he's going to, but that's if he doesn't, I'm not going to look at him for the rest of the year.
Yeah. His ownership in the top 10% was about 80%. So there's still 20% of teams in the top 10%, which is where
Him.
you're sitting, Guardsy.
He is very injury prone.
Yeah.
Like,
The shoulder injury is something that would keep me away, I think, at the moment from him. Would you be more likely to jump in on Fletcher Sharp if you didn't own Fletcher Sharp? He's about
if he was
30.
playing fullback.
You know he's going to get a couple of games there. Did they play both the big boys? Will they miss one of them?
Think they play until, like, they've got a good run. They play like the next like 4 or 5 weeks, don't they?
Yeah, so he'd be a ha he's a handy pickup. If you don't own, he'd be the one that I'd be targeting over
They
Lucas, I think.
play until 17. They don't play around 18.
Yeah, so they don't play the last major bye round, but they play the next one. You know he's going to play fullback again, all things being equal, and he stays fit. If you had to prioritise one or the other, which one would you prioritise if you didn't own both?
Well, I went sharp. I had the choice of both, and I went sharp about 2 weeks ago.
Trainer, who would you choose if you could only get
Yeah,
one?
I think Sharp's got more upside. Like you saw Dylan Lucas scored 1,000 tries and got like less than Sharp, didn't he?
I think
No,
nah.
12 more than Sharp or something.
Oh yeah. Yep.
But Sharp scored one try and four line breaks, like, so that's a
Yeah.
handy score busting out there. Like if Sharp had a scored a hat trick, what would he have scored? 200.
Yeah. Sharp's more likely to get that 120, 130 again compared to Lucas. So I guess Sharp's the answer.
Mark, is that where you'd go? Yeah, because there are a few people that have asked questions around they don't own either. They're not in the top 10%, but they don't own either. Is it worth getting them? And I think that's why the advice, I don't think you can get both because who's got 1.5 million to spend even if you start to trade out players? Pod Squad Guardsy, we're up to that beautiful time of year of the show, not time of year, time of the week. Last week you brought us Lehigh Hopewadi, I think, didn't you? Was that last week?
It was last week.
Yeah, buddy, you're coming off a stinger then, 100 for
He
Lehigh.
delivered. Oh, well, I've got three this week.
Oh. How are we going to choose? We've only got two trades unless you've got a boost.
Well, good news is two of them play the same position. But anyway, the first one I'll start with is mainly because of their bench this week, but it's still a risky one because the bench could change in a couple of weeks. It's Appy Corrissau. He's at 3% ownership.
0.5 in the top 10%, 86 teams own Appy Corrissell.
$499K.
He's also on my pod squad radar.
Negative break even.
Negative break even, season average of 56.2, which is not very short of McInnes. Everyone's raving about Ken
And
McInnes.
Hooker's an
Massive
absolute
upside.
shit show
Yeah,
this
massive
year.
upside. Scores of
So,
144 and 96 so far this year. No talent to silver on the bench.
five rounds don't help him, but if you got a guy like Starling or someone like that,
You don't need a hooker in the bye rounds.
that's what I mean. So if you got a guy like Starling who's not playing this week, you could afford to go down to Appy, make some money. But anyway, yeah, next one is trainer's man Ewan Aitken.
Oh,
So he is owned by 555 people.
cost you socks, trainer. Are you going to defend this?
Dual
Fuck you.
position, dual position, center wing, second row. If you have a look at his stats, his base at second row has been pretty good since he's moved to the second row. They do have a tough draw coming up, but if his base is good, that's usually a good thing anyway. He's been making 1,000 tackles.
Doesn't matter who the opposition is if you've got good base.
He's been
Everyone's
making
going to
about
be focused.
47 tackles. So he's a guy you could look at. And because he's dual, if you own Lucas, you can do the up, down, up, downs. So there's another guy. And then the final one, we mentioned him earlier. He was my guy a few years ago, but I've been off him for a while. It's Lucci. He's owned by 741 people.
Yeah, and in the top 10%, I think he's 0%. I don't think a single coach in the top 10% owns him. And that's
It
probably
could
why they're in
change.
the top 10%.
It could change though this week.
Could be
People could be listening. It could be me. Who knows? But he's a guy. If he plays 80 on that edge, he could go all right. He's got some football in him, Lucci, when he turns it on. So, and they play the next bye round, so you get coverage there. And he's like 390K. So.
I don't mind it. He's a guy that I mentioned earlier when we were talking in the team list Tuesday. I think I'd like to see it. He's cheap enough that you can see it for a week or two before you jump on before round 15.
Yeah, I think his break even's like 28 or something. So it's not.
Yeah, but he's not going to make, like,
Yeah.
even if he goes bananas, scores a try and gets an 80 or a 90, big deal. At least you've seen him play 80. I think that's more important at the moment. But so he's a pod squad maybe for a week or two, but I think he's a
Oh,
guy
no. Or you can jump early. Oh, I don't mind people jumping early.
Supercoach gun of the past. I've got one pod squad. I've got Appy. I wrote Appy down. I think Appy is nearly the buy of the week. The other one that I haven't really written him down, but the other one, if his role stays the same as it did the week before the bye round, Damien Cook. If
Yeah.
Damien Cook's role stays the same and when Little comes on, he goes to lock, I love that. I don't know if that only happened because there was the ACL injury to Egan.
And no Couchman either.
Yeah, so I'd want to have a little look at that again. But if he does that and even plays 65 to 70 minutes in that hybrid role, he did that last year at the Rabbitohs and absolutely killed it in that role. So
Oh, if he does, he's ahead of Appy.
yeah, so he's a guy, and that would be my only reason for not jumping on Appy this week, because you can't just keep switching and changing the hookers. The other guy that I looked at, and it's a bit risky, is Jermaine Hopgood. He's been hampered by a back injury for the middle part of this early part of the season. He's down to 439. In his halcyon days, he got up to 700,000, busted out 70s and 80s for fun. He's dropped 200,000 this year already. His minutes are slowly increasing. So they were in the 30s and then 40s, and now they're up into the 50s again. He's got a break even of 25. And like I said, he was a proven gun a few years ago. My concern with his position, if he's not going to go into the front row, is where does he get his minutes with Dylan Walker absolutely killing it in that 13 position for about 60 minutes at the Eels. So one to watch, not one to jump on this week, but one to certainly watch and see if he gets rotated in that front row rotation, because he'll make a million hit ups in dry weather. He can certainly throw an offload. So there's a few guys that are bottoming out in that space, and I'm pretty keen to watch Damien Cook this week and see if he's going to be in my pod squad next week. He's not a buy this week, but he's certainly someone who I'd be keen to look at next week. Guardsy, a couple you found there. I'm not sure. Tricky buys this week, perhaps, but I might push all in on Appy. I'm pretty keen. I'm stoked that you found him as well. You've been seeing him pretty well, except for Alamotti. I
Well,
might.
Marky Mark was a huge member of the pod squad for weeks.
Yeah, no, and I got him and I haven't killed him. What about that try he set up? from nothing the other night. That was unbelievable. As an owner, I was that excited when that happened because I was a bit kicking stones thinking I'd killed another bloke, and then he pulls that out and unbelievable. Right, trade talk, boys. This is the all important time of the week where we discuss whether we're saving, whether we're going again. Tranny, you gave a beautiful breakdown last week of how you were going to get key on. So I'm assuming your one trade this week is going to be key on Kalama Matangi.
Correct, yes.
And you're selling the injured for the rest of the season.
Yep, Dylan Egan. Sorry,
Okay.
buddy, you got to go. Key on in, one and done. I got like $4,000 in the bank, so we'll just chill.
And then you've got to start to come up with a plan of how you're going to raise some funds and finish your team.
Yeah, pretty much. As I said, I'm just hopeful that I can not have to make too many trades next few weeks. It never really goes to plan, but yeah, we'll try and conserve a few here and then try and roll home strong.
No, I like that. I think this is the time to be a bit conservative and have a plan for how you're going to save a few trades over the next 3 or 4 weeks. I really think this is the time you can consolidate, not jump on everything that looks fancy.
Yeah, like I could do like a kick out to Lehigh Hopewadi this week or something, but just chill, like kick our players the Bulldogs next week. I am a bit
Totally.
concerned about Galvin going in there and running around like a friggin' chicken with his head cut off and fucking everything up for kick out, but we'll just see how we go.
Yep, I'm getting out of kind of Tracy and Kikau. I'm making two this week. At the moment, I'm going Appy and Keon, but I could easily go Lehigh instead of Appy and just play my man Riley Smith again. He's done miracles for me. The 2 weeks I've desperately needed him, he's gone 60 and 54, pretty much all in base. So pretty happy with that. But then I still need to figure out what I'm going to do at hooker. But if Cookie's role improves, he could be the guy that slots in for me for the remainder of the year. Knowing Flannel, you'll see it. It'll work well for 3 weeks, and then you'll change it just to be a fuckwit. So, yeah, little bit worried about owning too many assets there that aren't named Valentine Holmes. Mark, what are you doing this week trade-wise?
Oh, I'm in the Aiden Gardner boat. They give you trades, you may as well use them. That's my philosophy this year.
They
My
also
team's so shit that
give you 27 weeks to spend them over.
my team's so shit at the minute.
Nothing worse than
Anyways,
drinking before midnight and then being sober when the lights come on, I can tell you. Never
Dylan
happened to
Egan
me
to
before.
Bungie, and my member of the pod squad, Paul Alamotti, after his. I was going to hold him, but dropped out of the
To be
team.
fair, this is
Especially
the
when.
week to hold him for. He was going to
But
go
I'll tell you,
bananas this week.
especially against
I
Parramatta.
know, but I'll tell you what will happen. He hasn't been named in the 17. I won't back up. Alamotti will come in and hold him and score four
You
tries.
can reverse trade, which is exactly what you do
Yeah, I know.
if he
If he
comes in
played.
for
But
Toto.
so at the moment, I've got Alamotti, Jaden Campbell, because that then shores up my halves and I don't have to worry about making any trades there for the
You're confident Jaden Campbell against the Storm? What's Jaden Campbell's break even?
Doesn't matter. I'm just getting in for the rest of the season.
Well, it kind of does matter. It seems an odd
Yeah.
thing to make that trade this week against the Storm. Anyone else think that's a bit strange?
Yes.
Right.
He's believing in
Anybody
Jaden.
else?
Captain him.
Yep. You.
Yeah,
I
righto.
dare you.
No, I'm captaining drink. Captain the drinky for 14 again.
Oh, fuck, Drinky. I'm never captaining that bastard again. Hudsy, where are you headed this week?
I'm also doing Egan to Kalama Matangi. And then I've got a bit of a conundrum. I've got three hookers, which isn't good, very good at this year because hookers are stinking it up.
Yeah, the only time it's not good to have three hookers, isn't it, Guardsy?
So Tommy Starling's been my flex, and because he's decided to get suspended, I either have to play Riley Smith as my flex or trade either of the pair. So currently I am trading Riley Smith because I've looked at Starling's draw and it excites me. That's all I'll say. And Riley
What if
Smith's
Danny Levi comes and kills it and Starling gets dropped to New South
then
Wales
I'll
Cup?
trade Starling for Appy next week.
And Ricky will be on the cheer list.
But anyway, so right now I'm doing Riley Smith and I'm going the pod squad member, Luciano Leilua,
Are you really? Oh.
against the Knights.
And
Lock
Lucy's
it
going to
in,
be in
boys.
your flex.
He is. But he doesn't have to be because he now gives me, he makes my flex a lot better because now I've got options at flex.
Disgusting.
I
I
can
want
move
you
I could make Big Red my flex if I want to, okay? So
That's
don't you worry.
disgusting too.
Or I can make Kalo Matangi my flex.
Yeah,
Either
I like
way.
that. I'm okay with that. Keep
That's
going.
what I'm looking.
Oh gosh. I printed up who the most traded in player and the most traded out players, because we talked about it last week and it was not too bad. Kalo Matangi most traded in before the news and the before team list. Tom Trbojevic was traded in by 2,000 people. I'm sure that will get reversed, which will push Dylan Lucas and Fletcher Sharp into second and third. Ewan Aitken is number five, so
That's
he's
what I
another
think.
guy. Ezra Mam, sixth most traded in player. Lehi Hopewadi, seven. Tell me Ezra Mam's not chasing last week's points. I mean, not last week's, the week before's, but
If
Ezra's
he,
never really been Supercoach relevant, has he?
it's because when Selwyn's your fullback, you got no choice but to score three tries.
Yeah, Jordan Samrani. So back on the train of crazy trades. Eliezer Katoa and Hugo Savala. Hugo Savala at 395,000. Roosters have got the bye next week, so better part, nearly 400,000. Sam Walker due back in.
Missed that boat, haven't you? If you're waiting, if you're buying him this week.
Yeah, so that's 813 people in the top 10%. So I did this in the top 10%. So they're people that are going pretty well. And nearly 1,000 people in that get a buying Hugo Savala. A weird thing for me. Traded out. Thomas Jenkins, the most traded out player. That might reverse now that he's been named. Dylan Egan, obvious. Corey Horsburgh is an interesting one. If you held him last week, I don't see why you're trading this week. Connor Tracey, for obvious reasons. Billy Smith is a guy that's traded out. He hasn't hit the ground running. He's only made about 65,000 for us. But because of that, I'm waiting for the attacking stats to come and then you trade him out when he gets on a bit of a run. Surely
Roosters
that.
have good bye coverage as well.
Yeah, he doesn't play next week, but it's standalone. And then he plays, and then he doesn't play in 17 when it's standalone as well. So
Just
strange
plodding
one.
along.
AP is sold this week. I would have thought you'd sell last week and use whatever money he had, nearly 560 last week. It seems a strange one. Thomas Cant, Jacob Kiraz, so that's one. I don't know why you would have held him last week and had 800,000 and 858 people are selling him this week. It just seems, I don't know, strange to me. And Payne Haas, another one. Why would you hold last week and not hold this week? But that's the crazy world we live in the top 10%. People making some strange trades that don't make sense. And I said it earlier, they don't make sense, but people seem to be getting rewarded. Mark, as a non-Pappy owner, you've got a day game against the Titans. We've said the stats. Three out of four games, Big Daddy tons. Are you nervous?
Oh, I don't give a shit anymore because I'm coming 78 millionth.
Come on, mate. Just still play like you want to
I
be.
am playing,
What a
but
fool.
I missed him the first time.
No thought
Just
to get him.
hit me in the. I actually looked at getting him, but I
Okay.
was about $30,000 short.
Did you think of.
And
What
then
about
I.
Jordan Samrani? You could buy him and then get him.
Oh,
What about
that's.
Luciano Leilua?
Lucci, what about one of these pod squad members? They've gone so well for you.
Alamotti to
Lucci, lock it in.
And then I looked at Pabanez. He's got 152 break even, which yes, he could hit. He's
He will hit.
projected to like drop about $120,000 in the next 4 weeks
He
or
will
so.
before he scores 200 against the Titans.
There you go.
Jeez, that would be just the best pod next week. It would be so good.
Unavailable.
And that's before the Broncos play. Imagine that. I don't even care about the Broncos game.
I will be tearing Manly League's club apart if he. There'll be chairs going through screens if he scores that. I'd just be that excited. But have you seen that? There's a reel going around.
I'll be hiding in the corner with the funnies.
There's a reel going around where a guy just belts the shit out of a poker machine that hasn't paid him out. That might be Mark. He gets 200. Anyway, sorry, Mark. Carry on now with your captains. Last captains.
So, basically, on Fletcher Sharp, even though he's gone back to six, let's hope that Ponga doesn't come up and he plays fullback again. And see on Drinky, bounce back against the Tigers. He can't get 14 again, surely. Surely.
I hope not. Gazi, where are you headed with your captains and vice captains?
Pretty boring this week. I'm VC Sharp, Captain Pappy.
And that's the first two games, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you got if you want a Captain Pappy, you
Yeah.
haven't got much option, do you?
No, you don't. Trainer, where are you headed?
VC Pappy, Captain Drinky.
Okay. And so you've got him in the flex, obviously, to be able to do that. I don't have that luxury. I sold Tracy and had to do some funky things. I've got Aaron Clark in my flex, which means I can only have a choice between Drinky or or Pappy. So I'm VCing. If the teams run out like this and KP backs up, I'm going to VC Lucas. If Sharp goes to fullback, I'm going to VC Sharp, and I'm going to captain Pappy in the dry. Make it 4 out of 5 big tons on on day games. Mark, the multi, the succulent
I might
Chinese
make friends
multi.
with the groundsman at Seabus Super and see if he can accidentally leave the sprinklers on for 3 days.
Won't matter.
The multi. No luck last week. Herbie scored. Hot boy Herbie scored. I can't even remember who was in it last week,
No, me
to
neither.
be honest. Yeah.
Just can you put
Yep.
Kale Iro in it this week? He scores. I don't know if you've noticed. He scores every week. Let's put him
He's on
in.
the bye, mate.
Oh, well, that's true. No good when he's on the bye.
He's not scoring this week, at
He won't
least.
score this
And
week.
neither's Herbie.
No, I don't.
So Big Ben's in for sure.
Next week.
Lucci?
I was going to look to have a try scorer in the games that we were at, but I went away from it. I actually went into two of those games. Fletcher Sharp, get a try, just a good form stuff. He plays at 5'8". He plays a bit like back
Fullback
anyway,
anyway.
so happy to have him in. Nanai for the Cowboys against the Tigers. He's in pretty good try scoring form at the moment as well. He should back up from Origin. And Yongie, I've got the Eels against Penrith, looking to impress his former teammates. So if those three score, $22.29, $26.09 with boost.
So,
North
how much have you had Ben Takura to it? Thousands.
a lot. Thousands. Thousands.
There was an interesting one I watched, Get 'Em Onside. And if you had all the five outsiders last week, it paid, I can't even remember, but if you had all, there was a guy that bet $5 on all the outsiders to win 13 plus and was hanging on Canberra to win 13 plus, they only won by six. And it cost him 350,000.
Cash out.
Yeah. So I think they were all paying upwards of $5, and I think the Roosters might have been paying $11 to win 13 plus. So it was just crazy odds. Who does that? Get them onside.
Dan Ganane,
Joel
Joel
Kane
Ganane.
said that the first four paid 77,000. So if you had first four games 13 plus, it was 77,000 to one.
Surely you're cashing out then and just having 10,000, 13 plus, something like
Something,
that.
something. But anyway,
Oh,
gamble responsibly.
gamble responsibly. I've also thrown in a little bonus.
My little
Same game
origin.
multi on State of Origin
Okay.
tomorrow night. So I've got New South Wales 1-12, Latrell and Lomax to score 11:50.
Not a bad bet. What do you think the score will be tomorrow night? Do you think it'll be a high scoring game or a low scoring game?
It'll be lots to New South Wales and not many to Queensland.
Do you really think so?
Yes. What? How are we going to be competitive with our forward pack?
Have you ever watched State of Origin before? They
Yeah.
just are.
I'll almost bet. I'll have $100 with you that Queensland win.
You're a friggin' maniac.
I don't think they even like. I don't even want to start. I just think they win. They
Where's
know.
the game?
It's at
Where is
Suncorp.
it? Is that Suncorp? Is it? Oh,
Think the
yeah,
odds. New
right. I
South Wales
think.
$1.50 or something is ridiculous. It's
I don't think it'll be that big. I think it'll be like a 26 to 14, 26 12 kind of game.
It'll just be a game where Queensland bring New South Wales down to the grind and somehow win, and everyone will be like, "How did that happen? We need to bring Gerbo
And
back."
then Queensland fucking spirit.
Then get Origin. But anyway, that's how I see it. So, Guardsy, what do you think, Origin wise?
26-12 New South Wales.
Brandy, you think New South Wales are going to win by plenty?
Yeah, like 36-4 sort of stuff.
I hope
Jesus
so.
Christ.
Trell Fitt's going to score a double. Lock him in.
I agree.
Okay. I've watched enough Origin to know that this isn't how it works.
This is because you're a Parramatta fan, see? You're just so
Yeah,
pessimistic.
you're an
Where's
eternal pessimist. If you actually look at the teams.
was also through an era where Queensland won about 14,000 in a row.
Can I change the chin?
That was fun. I wish we could go back.
Can I change the chin list and add Davo to it?
Just
You missed
what?
it.
Add a
Please.
realist. Right. We'll see.
Oh, yeah.
I hope I'm wrong, but we'll see. Queensland at Suncorp, different beast. Doesn't matter who they put out. 17 Greenmars could roll out and they'd probably still put up a good performance. So it pains me to say. And to some degree, they probably do get Origin. They do want to win more than New South Wales people, I think, because when you
You
know you're going to get.
sound like me in trainer. This is what we're going to sound like at about 5:30 on Saturday when we realize the Broncos are about to play soon.
Yeah,
Yeah.
we have to go watch it in person.
Shit.
Anyway, boys, good luck with where you watch Origin. Look forward to seeing you this weekend. Ta-ta and farewell.